Everywhere we go now, there is a shortage of toilet rolls, hand sanitizers and masks. Over the weekend, lots of other products have been flying off the shelf because the people are in panic buying mode. This man in Tennessee, USA was one of the people who went store by store to hoard crucial supplies in these troubling times. Matt Colvin is a former Air Force sergeant, and ever since he stopped that line of work, he became an online seller. He has made $90,000 earned $386,415 from selling his pandemic packs online. Feeling very good about what he does, he and his brother then went to little shops around Tennessee to buy any available hand sanitizers. And if it wasn't enough, they drove all the way to Kentucky, which is about 2,000 plus kilometers away, to do the same thing. That is certainly very selfish behavior. When they got back home, they started listing all of their haul onto sites such as Amazon and eBay. On the first day, they sold about 300 bottles of sanitizers for up to $70 RM300 each. The following day, karma hit him hard as Amazon suspended his account and took down all his listings. eBay did something similar as well and prohibited any sale of sanitizers and masks at all. While people were running around looking for sanitizers and other supplies, Matt has most of them but no idea how to sell them. According to New York Times, on Sunday morning, the 15th of March, he donated all his products to the church and also to the first responders just as Tennessee officials started investigating him for marking up prices of essential items. The church took two-thirds of his supplies and plans to give them out to the needy in Tennessee, while a third of it goes out to the people in Kentucky. In an interview, Matt says that he regrets doing what he did as his life is now in shambles. His house address was leaked online and he gets flooded with hate calls and emails from angry strangers. An example would be, your behavior is probably going to end up with someone killing you and your wife and your children. This is certainly a case gone ugly. We would also remind people not to panic buy as it will not help deter the COVID-19 but will cause a run on supplies that keeps others from getting what they might need. Also read, 13-year-old boy sells one pump of hand sanitizer for RM2.75, gets sent home from school. You have reached the end of this story.